Live from the Punky Treehouse, it's
Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Good evening.
It still sounds really loud, you know.
It's not that loud.
Alright, alright. It's just my incredible new headphones.
That's right.
It's like having new ears. It's like I've been in a Punky swimming pool for 2 years. And I finally surfaced. Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's the award-winning Paulie Edwards.
And I'm the award-winning Tony Hearn.
And we've both got voices.
We have.
I just love it. And this is The Needles. And I've got a word of the week, straight up, Tony.
Okay.
Straight up.
Straight up.
I was in the barber's where I get my hair cut, Doobie, right?
Yeah.
And I went in there, and this girl, Jen, I found out about Jen Was Here. You know, I was on about Jen Was Here.
No, no.
That was written on my arm.
Okay.
When I woke up the next morning after an hilariously drunken night, and scrawled down my arm in red pen was Jen Was Here, and there's no Jen. I'm going, who's Jen? What the fuck's going on? She was on the door at the gig I'd been to, and rather than doing a little cross on my hand, she'd written Jen Was Here.
Got
so
it, yeah.
I was quite pleased like that. But she walked in, and she was drinking champagne. I said, what are you drinking there? Are you drinking champagne? She said, oh, it's champagne in the shop. We're having it. She said, would you like some of my champagne? I went, no, would you like some of my man pain? And decided, I needed a piss.
Okay.
You know how when you've, that wasn't why she got a glass of it, she didn't. But you know how when you've had a night on the piss, the next morning, when you have your first piss,
yeah.
It can be a bit fizzy, a bit foamy, a bit frothy.
Okay.
It can have a head on it.
Yeah.
Man pain.
Man pain. Okay.
Man pain. That's what it is. I think it's quite nice.
I've never tried it, but hey, if it is nice,
well,
I'd take you with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you get pissed twice. I didn't actually mean it's quite nice, yum yum. I mean, it's quite a nice word.
Oh,
but
right, yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, but yeah, all right, I drink piss. All right, are you happy now? First band this week, Danger's Close. Played them a few times. Met them down at the Daggers thing when the briefs were on.
Yep.
News of them next week.
Cool.
And they sent us a CD without the CD in it, so I said, will you send us the CD, please? They did.
Right.
So it's cost them 2 stamps, but it's worth it. We're playing track 1 this week. What I want to know, Tony, what is Danger's Close's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Danger's Close.
No, MySpace.com/Danger's Close Music. This is Burn.
Chemistry, my conscience is in the past. Now shadow what it could have been, 'cause what is
Oh yeah. That was Dangerous Close. They hail from Ipswich area, don't they? Same as same as Red Flag 77.
Nice
little Ipswich scene going there, and there's a pub there that's doing punk gigs and psychobilly gigs, and I'm loving me Ipswich.
Okay, which pub is it, do you know?
I can't remember. Is it the Station? Is it called the Station? I'll find out.
Steamboat?
Steamboat.
Could be the Steamboat.
Might it be the Steamboat?
Well, we might be doing a gig of the Steamboat in Ipswich in January.
Well, so there you go then.
It might be that.
It's probably there.
Probably.
I got Steam, Station, Boat, not
Train,
Station.
Got it. Yeah. Kind of. Method of travel. I see what you're thinking.
Methodist travel.
How does that work?
That's like I'll have a one-way ticket to heaven. Yes, you sure will. MySpace latest comments. Great way to get in touch. We've been a bit low on them of late. But anyway, we've got five for this week. Here it goes. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Great way to get in touch. Great way to leave a comment. Please do. I have been neglecting our MySpace page of late. I'm going to make up for that. So please do hit our MySpace page, etc, etc.
Here
it goes. That's what easymedia.fm did. Funny stuff. Wicked t-shirts. We've saved this page. Catch up soon. What do you think of our website? Don't know, haven't looked.
Okay.
Don't know. I didn't think the page needed saving. But anyway, thank you, Easy Media, for saving our page. And, maybe they're Methodists.
We need saving.
I definitely do.
Yeah.
Yo-yo.
No, thanks.
All right.
For the Viscounts.
Yo-yo. It might be yo-yo. For any of you that might have heard us on Punky a few times and want to come and see what we sound like live, we are playing Barfly at Camden this Thursday. It would be wicked to see you all there. Keep rocking the forget-me-nots. Unfortunately, it was last Thursday.
Ah.
So
hope it went well, though.
If you've got a time machine, go and see them. If not, and bands, in fact, if you do want to let us know about a gig, you've now got to let us know quite a few weeks in advance.
Yes.
Fair enough. So there's no point saying this Thursday forget-me-nots, not unless you just want the people on our page to see it, right? If you want us to read it out, make sure you get it in nice and early.
Yep.
Right, this one's from John Codger.
Okay.
Right, basically asked me to marry him yesterday.
What a lovely guy.
I know, I said no.
Really?
Yeah, got this back. Dear Fluctuating Ring Piece. I'll do it in his accent. Dear Fluctuating Ring Piece, your miserable attempts at your care reason. Accents like puts Dick Van Dyke to shame. Still, at least you're trying, not a man. As for Super Nerd, got a bird, have you? That's you, that is. Super Nerd,
Super
he's nice,
nerd.
Yeah.
That's
figured
nice.
It out yet? Oot. Where's case of these? Now be gone, thou foul and ungrateful wretches. Way I, not a man. Where's case of these? Yeah, thanks.
Super Nerd.
Yeah, you're Super Nerd.
All right,
it's
okay.
Better than Fluctuating Ring Piece.
I don't know.
Think yourself lucky.
Okay, fair enough.
I know what I'd rather be. As long as I comment, am I going to get into the show? Because that would be very cool. Chris, no.
No.
Wah! 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 Loving the Planet Smashers. Hey up, Paul and Tony.
Hello.
How you doing? Good show. I've not heard you for ages. Might listen more.
Oh.
You should play one of my older songs. I should send you some. Might send you some gig listings too, if that's cool with you. Well, fuck off then. I'll catch you at the poker table with your girlfriends. Skid.
Nice.
I am
building. Oh, is he pokering, is he?
I'm building. Oh, me and Skid are building poker bitches, mate. Let me tell you.
Oh, really?
We're carving them up. He gets one, I get one. He gets one, I get one. He gets one, I get one. He gets one. He's got one and I've got one, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. It's nice. Although my one doesn't want to be my one.
No.
And his one would really rather be my one, but knows I can't. She can't have me because the other one has said that she won't tolerate even a cyber threesome.
All right, okay.
Which is a real shame. I thought they could both send me photos.
Whereas on today's table, they were all my poker bitches.
You did all right today, didn't you?
All right.
You did. I've been coming second. I've been winning for you. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you, Skid. And that concludes the MySpace latest comments.
All right. So here are the podcast early comments.
Ooh.
Thank you for all your votes, as per usual, but still greedy, we are back in the music category. We were in the comedy for a few months, or what seemed like too long. We're now back in music, and we were top. But obviously, Super Twatto saw we were top
and started cheating again.
And cheated. So he's number one, and we're number two. So if you haven't voted, why? Just do it. Go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen. It's important. Please vote for his link because it is important. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment.
That's
if you wish.
Your email address.
Email address, yeah. Enter your email address if you want, but it won't work. And we'll read out the best comments. Here are this week's top five. Thank you. Punky Wonky Woo, we want you. Gooper. It's all. It's all really. That's right. Some Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki.
I think I'm going to be seeing Nikki in Liverpool soon.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm doing a gig against my better judgment in Liverpool. And there's quite a few punky people showing up for it.
Is there?
I'll have to ask Graham as well.
Oh, he'll go.
And, completely forgotten about that, yeah.
And Bobu.
I don't want him there.
No.
okay. And also, Tazzle, who now listens to the show sometimes but hasn't sent us anything yet.
Right.
She saw me at a gig in Preston. I think she's bringing a few down from Warrington.
Nice. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have quite a team out for that one.
Excellent.
Yeah, let's hope
maybe she'll do another cabin gig.
Let's hope it's good.
With the Liverpool Massive.
With the Liverpool Massive. Just get some massive scousers down. Oh, it'll look full.
Awesome. As always, that's from G. Who knows who G is? Don't know. A vote for Punky means you're not a twat. Unless, like me, you have been is a twat before. Then you are a twat, like me. Haha, woo, Punky, I love you. And that's some Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy.
From Ipswich.
That's my dad.
That is your dad.
Ipswich posse in the house, respect.
Big up the Steamboat Massive.
Big up the Tractor Boys.
Smort.
Smort?
Smort. Thank you for being there for me, Punky. You are my candle in the wind.
We are.
Without you, life would not be worth living. Peace, mercy, pity on earth, and thanks to you two. Or whatever. I mean, I lied above all about that crap, but you're still like a good fuck. Rough, loud, and long-lasting. Cheers, Anna.
Oh, Anna.
As an Alan Lamont.
If only that were true.
Only that were true. But, like a good fuck.
I'm rough.
That's nice. If you're rough, I'm loud.
I can't promise you long-lasting.
Holy smacktards. This is Gary from Grimsby here to give you my vote as the best podcast on internet radio.
Thank you, Gary, because he does one himself, so that's very nice of him.
Nice. We here at Ajita Radio have decided we are going to step on your shoes after all by playing unsigned bands.
I thought they would.
But we'll always give Punky mention in our shows because, frankly, there are no shows better than yours.
It's very nice.
Even
of
his. P.S. Hope Paulie's throat gets better.
He currently
sounds like a hedgehog in heat.
Not anymore.
Sounds fine.
Not anymore.
Sounds nice. Sounds warm.
Yeah, thank you. And the very best of luck with Agitor Radio. Do make sure you check that out. They've left comments on our page and that. You can find them.
Right.
Because I've been looking for them on Podcast Alley, but I don't think they've been registered yet because I've been trying to vote for them. But I haven't found them on Podcast Alley yet, so maybe just type in A-G-I-T-O into Google or MySpace and see what comes up.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea, is it?
Of course. And that's the end of the Podcast Alley comments.
Well done. Well done. And please do continue to vote for us. We do appreciate it. And like it's like a vote for Punky's a vote for good.
Justice. And all things evil. No.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And the Punky Treehouse Way.
Yes.
Been loving Robin Hood, by the way. I'm loving it.
I've
learnt about Virgin Central. I can use Virgin Central
now. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
I
it's
miss,
nice, isn't
I
it?
Miss every, oh, it's lovely.
It's free.
It's lovely. I watch Robin Hood and I watch Spooks on days they're not on.
Nice.
I
was getting into the old watching old series. The Life on Mars was on there.
I don't have time for that sort of thing, Tony.
Don't you?
I'm way too busy messing about
time
on
poker.
Yeah. And Scrabble.
Okay.
Alright. Next track.
Yes.
Speed Kings. Isn't this beautifully packaged? Speed Kings. It is sumptuous. I'm a little bit disappointed. They're from Derby.
Ah.
Sheep shaggers. But yeah, Johnny, Greg and Gaz make up the Speed Kings. They mix punk, 50s rock and roll, rockabilly, psychobilly and Tex-Mex influences to create a sound unlike any other band around today.
They
think, although I think the track we're going to play sounds a bit like the Stingrays, who actually aren't around today, so that's fair enough.
Oh.
Well done, Speed Kings. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Speed Kings' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Speed Kings Band.
No, Speed Kings.
Oh, who would have thought that would have gone?
It'd probably be on the internet too. Tony Mills, this is Bullet Train. Stop the fast train, get out in the night.
kill it too. My heart is hard inside, I just don't know what I must do. The last one to my through my head, last one they count this little end. Fast as we went, just makes me grab it on my fucking train.
In there nicely, Tony. You're getting it right this week. Well, so
always
am I.
Getting it right.
So am I. Always getting
always
it right.
Getting it right.
I've got a few emails and messages here. Very okay. Good way to get in touch with me with something a little bit different to what you would normally leave as a comment. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Please do send anything like gig stuff, as I say, well in advance.
Yeah,
because basically.
We'll read it out.
We need it well in advance, which is what I'm about to do now. But unfortunately, the first two dates that I'm reading out have already happened. This is Project's Alternative Nation Tour. We like Project, don't we?
Yeah,
we
yeah.
Like Project. Good. They don't like being called a goth band.
Don't they?
No, they're gothic industrial evolved, new something. Age metal something or other. Anyway, they're very good.
Sound a bit gothic.
And they do a brilliant version of SOS. And they do Order of a Lonely Heart. anyway, last Friday they were in Derby. Quite glad that I didn't get the chance to read that one out. Sunday last night they were in Burton-on-Trent. Anyway, Sheffield, Thursday 22nd, this Thursday, Nelson Rock Bar, 23 Furnival Gate, Sheffield. Project with guests lost again. Newcastle, Saturday 24th November, Dog and Parrot. It's a TWF magazine showcase. Project with Abigail's Mercy. I'm calling them Project, don't know why. Mansfield, Friday the 30th of November, which is next week Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
Intake Club, you've played there.
I have.
Kirkland Avenue.
Good venue.
With Abigail's Mercy and In Isolation. And they now have a Christmas bash confirmed. Blackpool, Saturday 22nd of December. Project and guests to be confirmed. Misery of Sound. West Coast Rock Cafe. More info soon. So do check them out. I can't remember their website, but they're spelled PRO-JEKT.
Yeah.
Do check them out.
If you search for
great
that
band.
You're going to find them, aren't
You'll
you?
Find them, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you are in either Sheffield, Newcastle, Mansfield or Blackpool over the coming weeks, do get down to see them. They're a really, really good band.
Yep.
Hey, this has come from Elliot.
Elliot.
I was listening to the latest show and enjoying it as ever. Thank
good,
you.
Good.
But a thought that may be good came to me. How about the listeners could vote to which band stroke song they thought were the best on each week's show? It may be a bit complicated, but you could try and get them to vote to which song was best that week. It's an idea, isn't it? Now, I've thought this is a good idea, and also is a good way to get people to Podcast Alley.
Right.
Why don't you vote for your favourite band?
Okay.
As a comment while you're leaving us a vote.
Ah.
Is that a good
That's
idea?
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. So, fantastic idea, Elliot.
And probably best put the show date down as well, because it'll start getting all mixed up.
Well, yeah, but if you just put what your favourite band was each week, and then what we'll do is every 6 or 7 weeks, we can do a listener's best of.
Yeah,
this is a little extra thing. Do you like it? Do you like the idea?
I do like it.
Well
do
done,
like it.
Elliot.
Elliot.
Thank you for that. Now, I've just got one more thing to do here. This Friday, the 23rd of November, that's right, isn't it? Yes.
Yep.
Live in London, the legendary voice of the people, Prince Buster. I love Prince Buster.
Okay.
With the Delroy Williams Junction Band, all happening at the Fairfield Hall, Park Lane, Croydon. Doors 8 p.m, tickets £21.50, but Prince Buster is not over here very often, right? I'm going to read out the box office number here, so have a pen ready. 0208-688-9291. That's 0208-688-9291. Prince Buster, Scar legend.
Right.
The godfather of Scar for me.
Okay.
He wrote Madness for a single, The Prince, was dedicated to Prince Buster.
Right.
Right. And their song, Madness, Madness, they call it Madness. Madness, Prince Buster.
Right.
He's a legend. Okay. If you're in South London this Friday and you've got a few quid to spare, go and see Prince Buster. You won't be let down.
Nice.
Fair enough. That is my emails and Miss Jars.
Cool. He's the godfather of Scar, is he?
Yeah.
And we were talking about the godfather of Oi today.
We were talking about the godfather of Oi. More of that, we'll do it next week, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I do have a twat.
Very good.
But it's the last one I've got to read out, so if you're listening to the show and you have got a twat to read out, or to nominate, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. That's all I want.
Please do, because this is one of my favourite parts of the show, because it gives me a chance to get the CD ready for the next bit. And also because it's generally very funny.
Yeah.
Normally controversial.
Normally.
And it's always nice to know that we're not the only two pair of twats in the world.
It's a big family.
It is.
I wonder how many twats there are now. Millions.
Well, we've sorted out 100.
Yeah, exactly. 113 or whatever it is. Okay, this one is from Jeff, as in Mr. Ugly Shoes himself.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, so Tony, as you know, we were recently robbed at the Princess Theatre.
I know, it's disgusting. Wankers.
I just received this email from someone who made his profile anonymous. He's definitely a twat, and that's from Jeff.
Should I ever find out who it is? I'm going to cover them. I know, I'm going to cover them in my own man pain.
Make them drink your man pain.
I'll make them drink my man pain, yeah.
So, this is the message from the nominated twat. Good, I'm glad you got robbed. Serves him right for trying to charge me an entry fee to take a shit when it was emergency. I have nothing for them. As for the charity, I think it's quite inhumane to threaten to beat a dog if people don't support you. If you weren't such assholes, maybe you wouldn't have to beg for attention. You have done nothing but bring about the bad crowds in Columbus, and a lot of the workers there are stuck up. I have been there several times, only because I was begged to go out and have some fun, which totally didn't happen. There's nothing to do up there. For starters, the bands there suck balls, not to mention everything is too highly priced. There needs to be some changes if you want a larger crowd and more money, especially if you're going to beg for it. I see these little teenage girls posting your ad all over MySpace. Is that who you target? Teenagers? No wonder the princess is so lame.
I don't like this.
No, he's a twat. There's not much of hardly anything there, besides to get in trouble, which I've seen happen many times. Police tend to patrol there often. I won't say any names, but I do know a lot of information that could have the place shut down permanently. Wanker.
Christ.
Just letting you know, because I really can't stand the place myself, simply because of the drama, fights, junks, drugs, and all of the stuff that goes on there. Not to mention the rumours. Oh, and what about the hauntings? Yeah, just do us all a favour and give up. Is he a twat or what?
Christ.
So,
who sent that in?
Mr. Anonymous.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Convenient.
Yeah.
All right, well, here goes. Yeah, you set then, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
So, the anonymous arsehole from Columbus, Mississippi
is a twat. Having been there, I can only say that it's a fantastic theatre, it's a great laugh, and all the people I met there were brilliant.
Yeah. What a weirdo.
But what do I know? So, please do, if you have a twat,
email
no matter
me.
How controversial... I'm amazed Jeff wanted us to read that out. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Shows what a decent bloke he is.
Good bloke.
What a great man running a great venue in a place that needs it.
Yeah.
If the princess wasn't there, I fail to see what would be in Columbus, Mississippi.
Don't
this
know.
Geezer wants to... Oh, God. People like that.
Yeah.
That isn't uniting fans and bands across the lands.
It's
that is,
not, is it?
That is uniting a non-fan and my left hand across the lands. He might not just be covered in man pain. He might get a little bit of Paulie B. Rough justice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rough justice.
Hold him down. Let me wee on him. Right.
Yes.
I actually was going to talk now about Scottish Misery, something I hold very close to my heart.
Okay.
But I'm going to leave it until after the next bit of the commercial break. I will mention it because it might be bad for me to go on about it too much before Wednesday, but it doesn't matter. I do want to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Next track up, People's Republic of Mercia. I found them. I said, you're good. Send me something. You'll get it on this week's show. They did. They didn't muck about.
Right.
They sent it to the PO box on the Punky Radio MySpace profile. They got it spot on. This is a great album. This is kind of Dr. Feelgoody pub rock, kind of pre-punk rock and roll. Great stuff. 101ers stuff before the Clash and all that. This is like very early 70s rock and roll, pub rock and roll, basically. Really like it. Really like the band. Great driving music. It's from an album that on the front, it just says Noddy's Bar. I wonder if that's Noddy Holder's Bar. Anyway, this was recorded in Birmingham.
Birmingham.
That was a bit scouse, wasn't it?
Birmingham.
That's better. During 2006-07. It's a great album. They shorten their name to Prom, which I like. People's Republic of Mercia. No. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/prom band.
No. MySpace.com/ they've added the People's Republic of Mercy. It's a very long title. All the bands on this week's show will be in our top friends. It's probably being Internet 3, Tony Neil. But Tony,
yeah,
are you hungry for more?
Well, I bet you never thought, as you made your way through writing, that you'd end up in a bed quite so close to God Almighty. When I pulled you from your cab without any rhyme or reason, in a pool of blood, left alone for dead and freezing. Is that how we took it back? And Maggie Thatcher's coming back. Are you hungering for more? Are you hungering for more? 60 years since Birkenau. Here we are, the liberators, falling over in the street. Phony pissed off Euro haters. Haters one in every home. Couch potato, looking for the easy life. Who the hell's Winston Churchill? Billy Ryder, Malcolm X. All we want is drugs and sex. Are you hungering for more? Are you hungering for more?
Now, I like that.
It's funky.
And you said like a bit of politics there.
Bit of politics.
That actually isn't representative of the album. I am going to play another couple of tracks off it in coming weeks. I just really like that one. It's really bouncy. It actually shouldn't have reminded me of it, but that kind of beat to it. It's like the, what's he called?
Sounds like Park Life a little bit with that kind of.
Little bit of Park Life, but the other one was Your Fit and Don't You Know It.
Oh, Streets.
Yeah, the Streets,
yeah.
It's a little bit similar.
Yeah.
But I think better.
But better.
I think better.
The Streets are rubbish.
Yeah.
Well,
they have no name. Tony, have you had a chance to have a look at our friends at GoDaddy.com?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
Tony, you know, this is starting to get beyond a joke.
It
really
is, isn't it?
Let me tell you about them, right? Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and
Crazy Podcaster.
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Yes.
Now, Tony.
Yes.
Say something.
Something. Our MySpace page is much neglected of late. If you are on MySpace, please do add us as your friend. It's myspace.com/punkyradio. And whilst you're on there, and if you do spend a lot of time on MySpace, please visit our group, which is called Punky Owns. The link's on the right-hand side on the MySpace page. Join in the discussions. See if you can locate Bear in his Dorset ways. We miss you, Bear. But if MySpace isn't your taste and you prefer Facebook, make sure if you're on Facebook, you can add us to add yourself to the Punky group. Just search for Punky and you'll find us. Me and Paul are also on there. Feel free to add us both as friends, but yes, certainly add the Punky group. Thank
yeah,
you very
Punky
much.
Is good.
My name's been Tony Hearn. Something.
Well done, you said something very well there.
Thank you very
Congratulations.
Much.
Congratulations. Well done. So, I am going to talk about Scottish Misery shortly.
Okay.
Just not right now. Because I just dropped a CD. I'd like to keep them waiting. Sorry, People's Republic of Mercy, I've just dropped your CD on the floor.
Oh dear. It's okay.
But, like a buttered cat, it fell face down.
Oh, that works with cats as well, does it? Nice work.
No, you have to butter cats, otherwise they land on their feet.
Got you.
Yeah?
Ah.
Yeah. Stick butter on a cat's back.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
are known just to hover. All right. I don't really want to say anything else now.
Okay. Play the song then.
I will. Forever the night time.
The short forever that the 10 night. Seconds went like that.
Yeah, I think that's
I must have fell asleep.
They said 10 seconds, that didn't include the 4 seconds before the next track, so it's probably only 6. But it's alright. The important thing was, it was the Horrifics.
Okay.
We've played a couple of times before now,
yeah,
haven't we?
I think so.
Who's your monkey? And they're the guys with great facial and head hair.
Ah,
yeah?
Nice.
Remember, brilliant band. They're from the West Coast. I can't remember where they're from, but because I'm going to LA next year. I wonder if they're around. I think they are around there.
Have we
can't
mentioned
remember
that
where
yet?
They're
we
from.
Haven't, have we?
No, we haven't. No, we haven't. Well, there's no point getting people excited yet, is there?
No, that's true.
But I am going to be in LA from March the 10th to the 24th, but I'm going to be doing a little bit of internal flying.
Okay.
Got some people to see in Middle America.
Where are you returning from?
Sadly, LA.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, because basically, the return flight, which is over £300,
yeah,
single flight, £580. Worked out, yeah.
Okay.
So basically, I've got a long flight both ways, but it means I am going to be there for a fortnight in the States. So more of that when I plan things. But okay. I'm starting to let people know I'm going to have an agenda.
Oh, are you?
I like an agenda. Have I said this is Mustang Lightning?
You haven't.
What I want to know is, what is the Horrifics MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheHorrifics.
It is.
Hey.
It's Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 1. This is from their, that was from their album Now Fear This, which I really like. Check out the MySpace page, man. Buy their stuff. I mean, that's pretty much every band we play. Buy their stuff. Yep. And if you think they're the best band we played on the show this week,
vote for them.
Go to Podcast Alley, leave a comment for them and vote for us while you're there.
There you go.
Oh, I'm an evil genius. Yeah. So, Texas Hold'em latest.
Okay.
All right. I'm up to about 40,000 points now.
Yep.
And I'm not going to start doing high rolling. Oh, Christ. I'm not going to start going on big tables until I've hit 50 grand.
Okay.
So I've got another 10,000 to go. Thanks to all our new poker friends. Now it seems every time we go on a table, someone shows up that we kind of know, or they listen to Punky.
Yeah.
I'm amazed you haven't bumped into Skid. Although me and Skid tend to play late at night.
I wonder if he's my friend. Not in real life, obviously. But I don't think he's added me on Facebook, so maybe he can't see me on the
list.
Why
don't you add him?
I do know his name. His real name. I know it.
You won't mind just saying. Richard Deakin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Richard
I'll add him.
Deakin, yeah. Everybody add Richard Deakin. That'll freak him out. If everyone on Punky on Facebook added Richard Deakin this week, what the fuck's going on?
I don't know if he knows me or not.
Of course he knows you. He booked alcohol for the frog. He was when you were on.
Okay. All right, and I'll add him, and I'll freak him out.
Yeah, just... I've been freaking
him out. I'll just
freak
him out.
Yeah. And then Skid's got... Me and Skid, there's like... We've got our poker bitches now as well.
Uh-huh.
And there's just... There's... One's called Ifty Mo. He's a... A bouncer in Newcastle. He's a doorman. He's one of my bitches. And then, yeah, there's a few. There's Sabrina and Misha and Kathy that tend to show up when we're playing, or if they're on, we go and find them. I have set up a Punky table, but I can't remember the password on it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So once I do, I will just say to everyone who's playing poker on Facebook, you will be able to, every once in a while, we will be able to have just a Punky tournament.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Punky tournament, man. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll come third.
Yeah.
I always do. Anyway, so that's that. Now, also, I did want to read this out, Tony, because guess what? Because I went to the dentist today, but
you
I
did?
Couldn't get my 2:30 appointment.
Oh.
But the chick afterwards, for my next 3-month checkup, she said, when was it like? I went 2:30. She went 2:30. She went, yes, it does a bit. And she just wasn't listening. She went, I said, can I just confirm 2:30? She went, yeah, 2:30. She went, oh, yeah, it does a bit. Right, and just kept going with it until she went, yeah, stop saying that now. Right. But anyway, my next one is in February at 2:30. Anyway, I'm going to lose Little Chettle.
Who?
My dentist, Little Chettle. She's leaving.
Is she?
I'm going to get some oaf.
Some oaf?
I know I'm going to get some oaf with big hands.
Ah, big hands. Yeah. I remember him.
I just don't want some oaf with big hands fucking about with my teeth. Little Chettle was great because she didn't have
both arms in.
She didn't have the power to hurt me. She was ever so gentle. She was Little Chettle, but now she's leaving. I'm going to miss Little Chettle.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, after that, before I came back here, before I get in the woods,
yeah,
right, I'd better have some stuff for Robin and his men.
Uh-huh.
Should I get intercepted, what with me being quite rich and all that.
Yeah.
So I went to Home Bargains.
Nice.
Because I love Home Bargains. And I bought this, right? Let's see. Now, you got to keep a tally. I want an amount, right?
That's not going to happen.
Vikinger Brockwurst. Bevelini sun-dried tomatoes. 2 jars.
Okay.
Easy original berry washing up liquid. 500 mil. Poker Face. Lucky deodorant.
No.
Couldn't turn that down. Shower gel, 250 ml. Denti mint mouthwash. Multitask lime cleaner. Inset shaving foam. Clip and go hands free mobile phone set. Because I've been a bit bad recently. Clean off liquid rim.
What's that funny to me? I don't know.
B nut, M bit, and mineral. I'm afraid I don't know what that is. C&B, that's cock and balls. Special soup, chicken and croutons. It's Cross and Blackwell. More clean off liquid rim. Must have got 2 of those. Tetley orange teas.
Ooh.
Ferro breadsticks. x4. Loving the breadsticks. Sainsbury's single disposable razor 5-pack. Some Tampax, because I never know when I'm going to have a nosebleed.
Nice.
How much?
Well, that's 21 items.
Yeah.
So, 20 quid?
£13.24, mate.
Nice.
Or what I'm now calling one psycho pound.
£13.24
is one psycho pound, yeah. Yeah. So your psycho pounds are in multiples of £13.24.
Right,
which
okay.
is telling the truth about $27. So I'm equating one psycho pound to $27.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So from now on, when we talk about American currency, we're going to do it in psycho pounds. Let them work it out for themselves. I'm evil. My middle name is Jeremy. It's not. Right. So, and then I was going to talk. I'm holding off the Scottish misery, aren't I? That's I'm going to come in with the next track, mate.
Okay.
Which I haven't done yet. So you're going to have to say something else.
Oh, no. If you do want us to play some of your songs, don't forget you can send it to our PO Box address, which is on our MySpace page. Right, okay, off top of my head. Punky Radio, PO Box, is it 266?
Yes, it is.
266. Letchworth.
SG6.
SG6 1BR?
9BR.
9BR. Ooh,
SG6 9BR. Tony, you were nowhere near there. PO Box 166. SG6 1BR.
Oh, it's a little bit close.
Taking the piss.
You know, I'm a bit dyslexic, whatever you call it. So, yeah. It's all right.
All right, fair enough. Well, well talked. This is Stagger Lee. They've sent me this over. Where have they sent me this over from? I think they've sent me this over from Ireland. I think this is the second band we've had from Ireland this week. I'm just checking. I'm going to have to find out. I think they might be from Ireland. We're also calling Ireland. Right, I'm going to tell you their website is staggerlee.moonfruit.com.
Oh dear.
What I want to know is, what is their website? Their MySpace page.
MySpace.com/staggerlee.
MySpace.com/staggerlee band, Tony. It's poorly been internet 4, Tony 1. I'm undefeatable this week, mate. This is a CD single, which has got two tracks on it and a video. The CD single's called Bad Shoes, and we're playing the title track. And I like it very much.
Okay.
This rocks. And he's got a chick singing again. That's the way to get through the Mansfield Battle of the Bands.
That's the way you do it. Or saxophone.
Make sure you do find out more about them. Great band. I think you're going to like these very much. Again, there's a bit of a rocking feel to this week's show, isn't there? Let's have it.
Legend lives and decadence and mistakes and dozens in blood red bad shoes. She ain't trouble but she's bad news.
Appears to be that then.
That would be the end of it, I think.
Yeah. And this is the Cemetery Surfers.
Hey.
That's right. How can anybody say anything bad about the Princess Theatre?
Because
they're Columbus,
twats.
Mississippi. And, oh, yeah, because they're a twat, of course.
Yeah.
Silly old me. So, Tony.
That's the point of this. That's the point of this section.
Scottish misery, right?
Yeah.
Here
yeah.
it goes. Saturday night, right? Well, Saturday early evening.
Aye.
Scotland's play Italy.
Yeah.
If they win the game, they go forward to the European Championships 2008 in Austria and Switzerland, right? It is
yep.
Austria and Switzerland, isn't it?
I think so.
I think it's Austria and Switzerland, not Austria and Hungary. I think it's Austria and Switzerland.
Yeah.
Right. Russia are playing Israel. If Russia beat Israel, we, England, the best, right, we don't go to Euro 2008.
Right.
Now, basically, major tournaments need England there. To be honest with you, it's good when Scotland are there as well.
Yeah.
Because we do better than them. It's great having them there. Lovely fellas. Don't know why they wear dresses.
And there's a chance of England v Scotland match.
Which is always good for a fight, yeah.
Yeah.
but yeah, so basically, Scotland lost to Italy in injury time, which meant they didn't progress. Played a tremendous match. I'm not taking anything away from them.
Okay.
And I didn't hear one of the players attempt purple bugger alarm throughout the whole thing. No. So word must have got round. Right. Then Russia take on Israel. Fuck me, Israel were brilliant.
Really?
Yeah. And Russia in the very last minute, Scottish loving it. It's 1-1. Scottish going, oh, James, I need to put up there and the English like bastards want to be there either. Or something like that, right? Right, and then last minute, Russia get a shot, it's the post, bounces out, Israel run down the other end of the pitch, fucking score.
Nice.
Israel 2, Russia 1, same score as Scotland Italy,
right.
Which means we only need a point against Croatia on Wednesday and we're there.
Brilliant.
Russia have put it back in our own hands. Brilliant,
so,
we've got Crouchy up front.
And Russia out of it? They're out of the group?
If we get a point, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, because we're 2 points ahead of them.
Got you.
With better goals.
So who's
and
the
better
what?
Goals against them.
And Croatia's at the top?
Croatia at the top. They are as good. They've qualified, basically.
Yeah.
But we beat them.
Yeah.
We top the group. We get a point. We come second in the group. And if we lose, Russia are going to beat Andorra.
Right.
Sadly. If we lose, we're out. So we need a point. Right.
Okay.
Now, when England need a point, that's all they ever get. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm expecting it to be a nail-biting game.
Yep.
I'm expecting David Beckham, who's been recalled to the side,
okay,
to score the goal that gets us the point from a free kick.
In the first 5 minutes?
I reckon late in the second half.
Oh,
I reckon
really?
He'll play the whole game, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking goal early, then just a mad scrabble.
You're expecting goal early and then nail-biting 85 minutes, yeah?
Just before half-time, and they'll score one all, and then
just
a
stroke
whole
of half-time.
Half.
It's the worst time for goals, stroke of half-time. The atmosphere is all the time. I think we're only going to get a point and we're going to scrape through. Right. But I might be wrong. Anyway, the importance is I will once again be watching it in my house, I think. Well, in my flat, in the Highwayman's Lodge.
Yes.
And I may invite a couple of people round again so we can do what we did last time, which is each have a player and every time that player's mentioned, have a drink. And then at half time, have one player from the opposition that everybody's in on. That should end in more carnage. Last time, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. After simply watching a football match in my flat. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Excellent.
So anyway, that's the plan next time. And yes, I'm only gently teasing about the Scottish misery. We would have liked them there. But
it's always best to have them there.
And the reason I'm saying I'm only gently teasing is that this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, I'm playing Edinburgh Jonglers. So I really don't want to get beaten up by any sweaties. But I will be taking my recording equipment. So if we have got any Scottish listeners in the Midlothian area, please do come to Edinburgh Jonglers Friday or Saturday night. Come and find me and you can attempt your purple burger alarm, and hopefully we'll have four or five. I'll do it in a fortnight's time if I've got them. All right, so anyway, here goes. It could be purple burger alarm round whatever it is. I've been a little bit disappointed recently. I've had a couple of Scottish people who could do it.
Oh,
so I didn't bother recording them.
No, you don't do that, do you?
Was pretending they didn't exist, but they've been living in England for a long time, so they perfected our accent. They weren't doing their own.
Yeah,
I want bona fide real Scots. I watched Rob Roy the other night again.
Oh yeah,
do you know the English don't come off in a good light in that film?
They really don't.
They really don't. No,
do a billet with Braveheart.
They really don't. Yeah, It's a decent film, though. Decent film.
Is it? Is that the Liam Neeson one?
Yeah, there's some good deaths and all that.
Right.
That,
it's Transformers again today.
Yeah, well,
quite all right.
I saw a bit of that. I didn't really do a lot for me, but I wasn't paying a lot of attention.
Background music film.
Is it?
Put it on. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
It's not great.
I don't go with this thing with cars turning into things that can talk.
No?
No.
Do you like Knight Rider? I know it didn't turn into anything that talked, but at least it
was a talking car.
So you're in for that.
It wasn't.
It's the turning into something else.
It wasn't a timeless machine hybrid, whatever they called themselves. A
timeless machine hybrid.
Well, I can't remember. There's only one line in the film that I actually clocked properly.
He goes,
he said, and this guy says, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Oh, we are timeless machine hybrids from 50 years in the future or something." And I go, "Oh, for fuck's sake."
No, you're not. You're a chook and you're walking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're walking, talking Arctic. Speaking of which.
Yes.
I should just tell you about last week's gigs briefly. Did Bath Uni on Tuesday night. Had a great time. Thanks to everyone that came down.
Mm-hmm.
And they said I could have more money than I was actually guaranteed.
That's always
nice.
Because
I did longer because someone hadn't shown up. So thank you very much. I'm going to take this opportunity to say thank you, Vicky, at Bath Uni. So if anybody there knows Vicky, go up and shake her warmly by the hand and buy her a drink.
Nice.
Very nice lady indeed. Thursday, Friday, I did Jesters in Bristol. Had a really good time both nights. Met some lovely people there. Got absolutely trolleyed.
Yeah.
Both nights.
Nice.
Disgracefully so, in fact. And then on Saturday, I drove to Daventry to do a private do. Basically, I entertained 70 lorry drivers.
Did you?
That doesn't sound at all good, does it?
In a line.
It doesn't sound at all good. But we had dinner beforehand, and I sat with the boss and some lorry drivers and thought, I'm not going to do very well here, you know. Because what they do, I won't say the name of the firm, but they deliver grain from source to consumer.
Right.
Right? And like this sits down, and Mark, the boss, I said, what do you actually do then? He said, we take grain from the farmer to the producer, whoever it is going to do something with the grain. I went, yeah, all right. He said, you know cornflakes? I went, yeah. He said, we deliver the grain for that. I went, all right, yeah. He said, and you know Grolsch Lager and Heineken Lager? I went, yeah. He said, we deliver the grain for that.
Nice.
I went, right. He said, you know bread? I went, don't tell me. You deliver grain for that? He went, yeah. So anyway, I've got information about grain.
Excellent.
Every driver had got a goodie bag. It's an annual do they have. It's not a Christmas do. Every driver had got this wonderful, wonderful goodie bag that they've said, which contained a branded thermos flask by the firm for in their truck.
Nice.
And a branded thermos cup.
Ooh.
And the geezer was absolutely made up about it. He was going, you're going to love these. And these drivers are looking around going, what have you got a thermos flask? So anyway, I went on and I started my act. 10, 15 minutes go by. Everything's going all right, but it's not a great gig.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned that there's a line that I do. It says, well, I've got a shit voice, even shitter guitar, that's got to be back at Tandy on Monday morning. I said, and if that doesn't work, I'm going to put it on eBay. It should sit quite nicely alongside the branded thermos flasks and thermos cups. And everybody just fucking pissed themselves out. I thought, I'm in here. Did Randy the Cowpoke, my song Randy the Cowpoke.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know Randy's got his best friend's called Bucky in the song.
Yeah.
Right? Bloke in the crowd, one of the drivers, nicknamed Bucky.
Right.
He thought I'd written it about him before the gig. Everyone thinks I'm an incredible legend for writing this song about Bucky off the top of my head. Didn't have the heart set on me playing it for 12 years and finally got lucky with Bucky. Right? So ended up having an absolutely brilliant gig. Really, really good fun. And then I went back to Hamboy and Always Lookings and stayed up drinking and smoking.
Drinking and smoking?
Drinking and smoking.
Nice.
Yeah. And then last night I came up to Mansfield and went out for a beer down the mill for the first time in 10 months.
Probably, yeah.
I think. And went back to my friend's, whose name I don't say on air, because he is Mansfield's premier purveyor of beneficial herbs.
Right.
Well, there's me at 4:30 in the morning on the computer, frankly not knowing what I'm doing.
Okay.
There wasn't a sentimental incident, but there could easily have been.
Good, good.
Anyway, I just want to mention this Sunday.
Yeah.
At Dingwalls, which is Jonglers Camden. It's at Camden Lock. It's where the bridge is that says Camden Lock. It's right there. If you're walking away from Camden up towards Kentish Town, it's on the left.
Right.
right? It's on the other side of the road from the Tube, basically, right? And this Sunday, Guana Bands are playing, one of my favourite ever bands. I fly back from Edinburgh Sunday afternoon, and I'm hot-footing it to London. Nice. I'm going to see the Guana Bats. So, and I'm going to be meeting up with the lead singer and doing a little interview with him.
Ah.
And meeting their manager, who apparently is going to tell me who owns the fucking rights to their music. So I can play some Guana Bats. So hopefully, again, in a fortnight's time, I'm going to be playing you a Guana Bats song, because I absolutely love them. It's such a great band. So anyway, that's this Sunday. Tickets are £15.
Right.
Right, which in London... not really very much.
Yeah.
And it's just over a psycho pound.
Just over.
It's just over a psycho pound.
1.1 psycho pounds.
It probably is, isn't it?
Probably.
It is, just almost exactly. It's 1.1 psycho pounds to get in.
Yeah.
So if you show up at the door with 1.1 psycho pounds, you will definitely get in.
Nice.
Yeah. Hope to see you there this Sunday. Please do. If you see me there, come up and say hi. It's always nice.
Excellent.
Right, last track. Yep. Raw Novembre. They are from Ireland and they speak French. I think they're going to invade. Two-pronged attack, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah, and we're playing the last track from this album. We had to listen right through it, didn't we?
We went all through, 1 to 14.
This is on the record label Distort the Scene. Raw Novembre, the album's called My Bones. Not My Bones, but it's called My Bones. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their website?
RawNovembre.co.uk?
No, .com.
Really?
Yeah. Paulie B and the Internet 5, Tony 1, an unassailable lead. And have I even put this in?
I don't know.
Oh, I said put it in. Is that? No.
No.
You have to say something, Tony.
Okay, while we're talking about gigs, I've just remembered something. This Saturday...
What, you fancy Ryan?
That's right. No, this Saturday, my band Alcohol and my band El Draco and the Pieces of Hate are both playing a gig...
Not on the same bill.
On the same bill.
That's incredible.
I'm pulling the double. It's Kev's 40th from El Draco.
And oh, is it?
So it's £3 to get in. It's Alcohol, El Draco and the Pieces of Hate, Pam and Diver.
Wow.
How good is that?
Is that the whole lineup?
That's the whole lineup. And it's fancy dress. It's a pirate theme, obviously. But if you just come down and just dress up.
Oh, that's going to be great. And when's that? Sorry, this Sunday?
This Saturday.
This Saturday.
Saturday at the time.
So do that Saturday and then drive down to London Sunday.
There you go. Perfect.
Brilliant. How much is it to get in?
£3, probably.
£3. Brilliant. Lovely fella, Kev.
Yep.
He was the first bloke I ever sacked.
He was.
And unlike him, this song's about me. This is Independent Asshole.
You're gone. You're so free. You don't need me. You don't need people. Oh,
down by a canyon.
Well, there you go. That was Raw Novembre.
There.
An independent asshole. I was going to say something about the French this week. If I remember, I'll do it next week. It was something to do with you, Tone.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
What would I have been thinking to do with you about the French?
Steph's near Paul now? In Paul, sorry?
No, it was nothing to do with that. Absolutely nothing to do with that.
Cooking?
Might have been. I'll tell you what, I haven't had a good week on the grub this week.
No?
I haven't been at all poncy. There's been no tally hoses in my kitchen.
I saw the picture of the partridge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
Nice.
Proof.
Yeah,
proof.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah. I cooked a partridge.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, I do need to get into... I might treat myself on Wednesday before the football.
Okay, to something posh from Sainsbury's.
Pheasant or venison I'm going for this week.
Right.
Pheasant or venison, I think, yeah, for deaths. Yum, yum, think about now. Obviously, because I haven't been given any food at the Punky Treehouse.
No, I was thinking
I bought lunch.
Before.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about, not about the French.
I was saying
to my mate who I stayed with last night, where I said, listen, man, I'll tell you what. I said, do you go to McDonald's or Burger King? He said, I go to Burger King. I said, what, for the angry? And he went, the angry Whopper. It's amazing. They're brilliant.
Right.
They're so brilliant. Gave me a taste for an angry Whopper. Went down to Mansfield Burger King today. Ordered two. There they are displayed. He goes, we stopped doing them yesterday. I said, well, why are you still advertising them then? He said, we haven't had time to take the thing down yet. I said, well, all you've got to do is walk out here and take the thing down and put the... What's the new thing? Oh, this three pepper something or other. I went, oh, I said, is that the next nearest? He went, yeah. He said, I said, okay, I'll have that then. So not only did I not have the product I wanted, but I got around to the window, 50p more.
Oh, was it drive-thru, was it?
Drive-thru. It's cost me £9.98 for our lunch, Tone. £9.98 for something not as good as the Angry Whopper that would have retailed at £8.98. Yeah, I was quite upset about it, actually.
And they didn't give you the right sauce.
And I asked for barbecue sauce, and they gave me tomato sauce. But to be fair, I don't know whether they do barbecue sauce. But in that case, why didn't he say, sorry, we don't do that, we only do ketchup?
I think I had barbecue sauce on it. My barbecue sauce taste buds.
Anyway, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I've lost the will to live. Up poog! Bloody burger. I'll write to him.
Okay.
And I'll see what comes back.
All right. But that's a Burger King sponsorship deal kind of out the window then.
Well, it might not be if they give me a decent answer.
That's a good
point.
I'll
be more than happy to advertise their product. Yeah, in exchange for money.
Good.
I'd do it for a psycho pound a week.
Would you?
Yeah.
Nice.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.